KACQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
Well, at 3:30, as we take a look at the traffic cams, may not be a lot going on, but on the freeways, we're getting some heavy volumes there on the 15. Northbound to Desert Inn, you're bumper to bumper through that corridor, and you're slow back to Tropicana there on the north side of Interstate 15. You'll tap the brakes there, 15 south at Spring Mountain. Also, heavy volumes on the Beltway right now, 215 eastbound at Valley Verde. West 215 at Green Valley. Also, you'll slow through the Spaghetti Bowl, 515 eastbound at Main. And remember the overnight road work on 15 north at St. Rose Parkway. That begins at 7 p.m.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly.
Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they are back at it this evening as they get their portion of the NHL restart underway. They are going to be taking on Dallas in what is the round-robin tournament to determine the top four seeds for the next round of the playoffs. Raiders football, free agent running back Jeremy Hill tweeting out that he has signed with the team. He has not played since 2018 when he tore his ACL as a member of the Patriots. He missed all of last season. Also, according to NFL Network, the Raiders are going to cut defensive lineman P.J. Hall just 2 years after they chose him in the second round. This sports flash presented by BoomerNaturals.com is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it would be too difficult? Then try Babbel. Babbel starts by teaching you words and phrases that gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations. So in 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking a new language in a few weeks. Babbel is built around real life. It teaches you practical conversations that you will actually use. Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a language today. That's Babbel.com.
Sometimes our food is more than just food. It's an integral part of our community. So this year, Discover is giving $5 million to support Black-owned restaurants. To places like Rodney Scott's Barbecue in Charleston, Post Office Pies in Birmingham, Back in the Day Bakery in Savannah, and hundreds more places in your local community, all across the country. Learn how you can show your support at discover.com.
In January of 2017, I was diagnosed with acute lymphoblastic leukemia.
And within 24 hours of that diagnosis, we found ourselves here in Memphis at St. Jude. They knew what they were doing. They knew how they were going to treat her. They laid out this elaborate plan.
We didn't know what the future was, or if there even was a future. But with St. Jude, there was.
Not that long ago, the survival rate was 4%. 4%. But through the work and research that St. Jude does, that's now 94%. And you know how that got done? It's through donations, by people getting behind this mission that no child dies in the dawn of life.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by Castle Insurance Group. At Castle Insurance Group, they'll find you the best auto, home, or business policy from name brand carriers like Progressive, Travelers, Safeco, and a whole lot more. The ones you see on TV, all you have to do is pick up the phone. It's a free call, and the quote is free as well. 702-714-1060. The quote is absolutely free. It won't cost you a dime. 702-714-1060, Castle Insurance Group. Joining us, Victor Jakes, three-time a week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. And in our final segment, I want to ask you, because your column this week, over the weekend,
how Trump essentially lost in the Supreme Court, but may have gained a major victory that will allow him even more victories along the way. Can you talk a little bit about your rationale? Normally, you lose in the Supreme Court, and you say, "Oh, we lost," but you're saying there's kind of a silver lining.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd quite phrase it as a silver lining. Basically, what happened is, you know, Obama put DACA in place via executive order. That was clearly unconstitutional. The president doesn't get to rewrite immigration policy like that. And Trump took him to court and said, look, we want to overturn this. And, you know, of course, the four liberals on the court, you know, said no. And then Chief Justice John Roberts, you know, sticking his finger in the wind, seeing which way the polls blew, said, well, I'm not going to rule on the substance of whether or not you can overturn this program. You just didn't jump through all the right hoops. And basically what he said is that if one president puts an illegal program in place via executive order, another president has to go through a bunch of hoops in order to repeal it. And so, you know, the implication is obvious that if Trump wants to put in place his own immigration plan, which I think will include DACA, which will probably include, you know, restrictions on other types of, or the amount of people coming over for immigration. If he wants to rewrite the tax code, you know, basically the Supreme Court has said, well, the president can do that. And, you know, if a president wants to overturn that later, they're going to have to jump through all these administrative hoops. And, you know, so anyway, that was my take. And Trump has hinted at this, basically saying that, you know, he's going to unveil an immigration plan. He's going to unveil even a health care plan using this precedent. And I kind of wanted to explain, you know, what the precedent was and, you know, what the results could be.
Well, I know the president just a few minutes ago at his coronavirus task force briefing didn't just hint. He says, I'm going to sign an executive order dealing with health care. How is he going to create an entirely new you know, system of health care in this country via executive order?
Well, I mean, it was nothing envisioned by the Constitution, that's for sure. You know, I kind of talk about this at the end of the column is, you know, basically Roberts took a jackhammer to the Constitution. He took a jackhammer to the separation of powers. And, you know, what are conservatives to do? I mean, this is what liberals on the court have been doing for decades. And it's either, you know, if the rules of the game favor liberals, that they have to be, you know, respected and abided by. But if they favor conservatives, well, then they just get ignored. And Trump, you know, basically is saying, well, forget that. If this is how you want to play, I'll do it, and I'll do it for things I want. So, you know, I think he's just going to do what Obama did with DACA. He's basically just going to put his health care plan in place that he couldn't get through Congress and just say, well, this is the law.
And again, this is going to be for presidents for the next 2 decades, 3 decades, or until another court comes along and reins this in.
Yeah, I mean, I think what really will happen is, you know, once this gets challenged, the four liberals on the court will say, well, no, this was very bad. You know, this must be overturned immediately. And conservatives are kind of stuck in the same spot where, you know, basically the Constitution has become a sucker's game for conservatives. That, you know, if it favors liberals, it has to be, you know, abided by and respected and revered. But if it's something that, you know, favors conservatives, whether it's, you know, with religion or with guns, then it's trampled on or ignored. And I don't have a great answer for that. But I mean, at some point, you know, conservatives and Republicans are just going to say, well, I mean, just like Trump's saying, if that's how you want to play the game, then that's how we have to play the game.
I'll play by your rules. Trump at 51% in the latest polling. Explain that with all the negative stuff going on with the pandemic, with rioting in the streets. How does he get to 51%?
Well, I mean, it's a Rasmussen poll. He's been very favorable to him, you know, much more so than any other pollster. It's a poll of likely voters, which tend to favor Trump. I don't think he's that high. I still think he's a pretty significant underdog headed into the election. You know, hopefully the coronavirus stuff is peaking in the Southwest, and, you know, obviously just hoping that for health reasons, but that will obviously also help the president's poll results. So I think it's still going to be a very challenging year for the president, for Republicans in general. And I hope that, you know, Trump kind of has some more discipline than he's shown so far in his public life, because he's going to need it.
No, I agree with you. Victor, it's always good talking with you, man. Keep your chin up. Be safe out there, and we'll talk to you again next Monday.
Sounds good. Thanks, Kevin.
There you go. Victor Jakes, the three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, joining us here. Coming up, it was a busy, busy weekend on the Sunday shows. And by the way, we have been tracking what's going on up in Carson City. It was not a good weekend for Republicans. I'll just leave it at that. And also, a federal judge speaks out painfully after her son is killed by a shooter that knocks on their door. It's just so incredibly sad. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor of Nevada. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycry and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. During the COVID-19 business shutdown, the Department of Homeland Security has categorized bicycle shops as essential businesses. We've been servicing a lot of bikes to help people get their two-wheeled transportation up and running. Many people who are losing their jobs are now using their bicycles for transportation. They don't have money for their car or their insurance, so they'll use a bike to get around. Our community is also using them as a way to get outdoors, stay in shape, and enjoy the fresh air. If you need help dusting off the cobwebs and getting on your bike, we're here to service you curbside from 9 to 5 daily. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215, as well as the Bonneville Transit Center downtown Las Vegas. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
Sun Country Heating and Cooling is a premiered, certified, independent, trained dealer that can fix or replace your broken AC system with an unbeatable combination of low-cost repairs and high-efficiency systems. We've installed more high-efficiency trained systems than any trained dealer since 2004. We are a family-owned and operated heating and cooling company. When it's 110 degrees outside and your cooling system fails, you can count on Sun Country Heating and Cooling for fast service. 702-617-8159. That's 702-617-8159.
At Castle Insurance Group, their mission is to make life easier for you and your business. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Instead of you taking the time to hunt down the best prices for your homeowners, auto, and business insurance, the pros at Castle Insurance Group do all the hard work for you, and it won't cost you a penny more. The folks at Castle Insurance Group don't represent just one insurance carrier. They can look for the lowest prices and best coverage from a host of carriers. Name brands like Progressive, Nationwide, Travelers, Safeco, Dairyland, and many more. At Castle Insurance Group, they make buying insurance easy. Just a 10-minute phone call with a Castle Insurance Group representative, and you can get the lowest rates and the best coverage. You kick back and relax, and they do all the heavy lifting. Call my friends at Castle Insurance Group, 702-714-1060. Remember, the quote is absolutely free. That's 702-714-1060. One more time, 702-714-1060. That's Castle Insurance Group.
145 over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest and then a stroke.
Your blood pressure numbers could change your life.
A lot of people don't understand, including myself, I didn't, now I do, the impact of having a stroke.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
Lowering your high blood pressure could save you from a heart attack or stroke. If you've stopped your treatment plan, restart it, or talk to your doctor about creating one that works better for you, start taking the right steps at manageyourbp.org.
It's a new life, but I'm going to make it better. I'm coming back. Ask your doctor, check your blood pressure.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by the SKC Group. Let the SKC Group show you and your business how an increased web presence can increase your bottom line. Call the SKC Group. Do it right now. 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Golden Knights up 1-0. 1-0 on the Dallas Stars. They're just underway in Edmonton. And, yeah, this is, you know, we always talk about how this is going to be a playoff, a Stanley Cup playoff, unlike any Stanley Cup playoff ever. And this is going to be one that there's going to be an asterisk, I'm sure, by it. But I'm just going to tell you, this is going to be wild. This is going to be crazy. Playing in an empty building in Edmonton and in Toronto, I think. I'm just telling you, this is going to be bizarre. We're still waiting on Scott Hammond. He'll join us just after 4 o'clock. Also, John Velardita, executive director of the Clark County Education Association, better known as the Teachers Union. But you know what? We've always gotten along very well, John Velardita, and this program, and he's been on before. We'll talk with him about Jesus Jara, who, at least for the time being, still has his job. The Clark County School District Board of Trustees did some weird stuff. They did some just downright very weird stuff at their Board of Trustees meeting. We'll talk about that as we go along. I do want to get to what's going on up in Carson City. John Ellison, let's go to Cut 5. And this is thanks to our friends at the Nevada Talk Network. Mail-in ballot law is going to prove disastrous. And it passed. And there's only one thing that you can do, and that's to get the governor to intercede, to veto. Yeah, this is incredibly bad. And it's bad law. I'll just put it that way. Let's go to Cut 5, though. This was John Ellison this morning on the Nevada Talk Network. Here it is.
You go in for absentee, or you get the ballot, and then you fill it out, and they verify it. This is where somebody can go around and pick up all these ballots and not verify who they are, and then take them down there. Then the state has to prove, that that's a legitimate vote. So they can steal all these ballots, fill them in, and take them down there. You're never going to hear the end when this could take up to a month trying to verify all these signatures. It's bad. And you know, this morning the president came out and said that he was going to file lawsuits. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. It's bad. I hate to say it, but Nevada's really, really, really going to get a black eye out of this.
Well, and in fact, the president tweeted out that maybe it's time for litigation. We'll find out. I want to go to Cut 1 real quick. This is Mark Meadows, the chief of staff with John Dickerson from CBS, Face the Nation, and was grilled on Trump really disagreeing with his medical experts. Here is Mark Meadows, the chief of staff for the president earlier today, yesterday.
When we look at what the president says this week, he seems to be rowing in the opposite direction of his health experts. He's criticizing and contradicting Dr. Fauci on Twitter. The president is talking about hydrochloroquine. None of his public health officials issue, and yet they're trying to get a message out into the country. Who has a better megaphone than the president? Why is his message on this so different than what his public health officials? Shouldn't they be in line?
Well, I don't think that they're different than the public health officials, and I'll address the thing with Dr. Fauci here in just a second. But I can tell you the president has been very serious. He's gone back to daily briefings to try to keep the American people informed. I think, in fact, it was his words, not mine, that suggested that, you know, there are some critical days ahead, some very concerning days ahead as we continue to test more and more. But when you mentioned Dr. Fauci, I think his pushback on that was was where Dr. Fauci talked about 50% shutdown versus 95. No. There is no data that would suggest that's well, correct. In fact, I would say there's data just the opposite of that.
Well,
when we shut down, we actually shut down more than 50% of the country to try to contain that.
But
Here's what we do know. We continue to test more than any country in the world. In fact,
but
we test more than the eight countries below us and trying to do that. So here's what
Mattis,
we have to do.
But Mr. Mattis, here's the point. Testing is important. Testing has to take place. The president being in a debate with Dr. Fauci doesn't get people focused on what you listen to all of his public health experts saying on all the other channels. The president's got his channel. On the other channels, you have health officials telling people wear masks.
I'm here with you this morning.
I know,
talking
but
to your viewers to talk about the facts. And the facts are this, is that as we continue to test, we're continuing to look at areas that we need to be concerned about. Nursing homes, long-term care, those that have three comorbidities. We need to make sure that we focus there. We're finding more and more asymptomatic people. But the real result is we're not going to test our way out of this. We've got to get a therapeutic. We've got to make sure that we have a treatment, and we're making great progress.
But there is no better megaphone in the country than the president. And the things he's concerned about don't seem to be the same things his public health officials are concerned about. In a war, if this is a war, as the president says, to have the commander-in-chief on a different channel than his generals seems to me to be a bad idea. Let me ask you this question.
Well, John, I don't agree with your characterization there. I can tell you that daily, in fact, many times, multiple times a day, he is checking in with not only the doctors, but myself and others. What are we doing with therapeutics? We've got to give hope to the American people. Hopefully, we will be able to not only have a vaccine, but have therapeutics for those who get this where it's not a death sentence. And we're making great progress. We've already seen that with convalescent plasma. Hopefully, some good announcement in the coming days there.
There you have it, Mark Meadows, the chief of staff for the Trump administration, the chief of staff to the president of the United States. I want to, before we go to break, urge you to make the call. And call the governor. Call the governor's office. AB4 is the bill that has been passed that will go to the governor, but it will gut our election system and remove the safeguards. And this is what is... So here's the number for the governor. I hope you'll call 775-684-5670. That's 775-684-5670. Stick around. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. It's Monday, a brand new week right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
This year's big fashion trend?
Masks can be a fashion statement.
It's true. I bedazzled mine.
AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Freedom to roam while staying safe in your home away from home. An RV from Johnny Walker RV. Your safety is their number one priority. Enjoy peace of mind while shopping at any of their three giant locations on Boulder Highway. Travel RV style. No planes, no ships, or overpriced trips. Enjoy the great outdoors for as low as $119 per month. Johnny Walker RV. 57 years of service. Staying Vegas strong with you. Visit today or start online at jwrv.com. Keep America camping.
Are you suffering from neuropathy? Do you experience stabbing pain, numbness, tingling, or a burning sensation in your feet or hands? Are you longing to get the relief you desperately need? If you've been diagnosed with neuropathy or experiencing pain or numbness in your feet or hands, pick up the phone and call Dr. Josh Purcell, D.C. at 702-500-0839 for a free neuropathy seminar. Spots are limited and this seminar will fill up, so call now, 702-500-0839. Our treatments focus on helping your nerves to heal, not just masking your pain with addictive medications. There's no surgery and no use of prescription drugs. So pick up the phone right now and call for a free neuropathy seminar. hour, 702-500-0839. Once again, there are limited spots and this seminar will fill up. So call now, 702-500-0839.
Can Clark County count you in? The Department of Family Services is in need of supportive foster parents to provide temporary care and stability for our children. That's why they made it easier for you to learn more about fostering with their virtual foster care information sessions. Take the first step in your foster care journey from the comfort of your own home. Visit countmein.vegas for more information or to sign up. That's countmein.vegas. This sponsorship is in cooperation with the DCFS and Adoption Incentive Funding.
Hit the open roads ahead with a $17.95 basic oil change from Meineke. Fix now and pay over time with our available financing options. Meineke, doing car care right. Financing offer subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Fact over fiction.
And if we didn't do what we did, that number of 100 per day would have kept going up. That's why we did what we did. Did it work? You're darn right it worked.
AM 670 KMZQ.
What if you could heal five times faster? Imagine all the things you could do. At PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America, we have technology that has only been used by professional athletes, but now have made it available to you. My name is Summer, and I am so honored to own the first clinic of this kind in the great state of Nevada. Every day, we're helping people in our new Las Vegas clinic heal from nerve and bone injuries, back pain, arthritis, lupus, concussions, depression, addiction, and the list goes on. We are thrilled to announce that we have a new piece of equipment specific to helping the brain heal from depression, anxiety, and brain injury. Stop managing your pain or illness and start healing from them today. Our non-drug and non-invasive treatments can help you feel better than ever before. Call PIBCOA, the Pain, Injury, and Brain Centers of America now at 702-546-8767. That's 702-546-8767 to start healing today.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up in just a couple minutes, we'll be joined by Scott Hammond, State Senator, District 18. He's with us every week. This week he's coming to us from Carson City and the special session, the 32nd annual, that's what it feels like, the 32nd special session. And this should be good. We're going to find out how things went so terribly wrong over the course of the weekend and what this could mean to our election system in our state and so much more. So stick around. We got a lot to do. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. Our brand new home. I get so excited when I tell people, no, I'm not at the other place anymore. I'm on AM 670 KMZQ. No. They just don't understand. Yeah, we picked up and we moved. AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Less is more.
This is true of the 2020 Range Rover Evoque. With dramatic styling and unparalleled capability, the Range Rover Evoque offers much more than you would expect from a compact SUV. And with 0% interest currently available for up to 72 months on approved credit, it's never been a better value. Come see for yourself today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.